And our last lightning talk today is from Dan Miller from the Minnesota DNR, giving us an update on White Bear Lake.
Thanks, Ellen. While she gets that set up, I'll just mention, Ellen came over to my desk a few weeks ago and said, you know, would you be interested in doing a lightning talk on White Bear Lake? And I just about fell over laughing because she said lightning talk and it's a legal topic. But I'm going to give it a shot. There's plenty going on this topic. Certainly there's a lot of history as we learned in previous and earlier talks today. But I'm just going to give a quick brief overview of what's happened more recently in time and then specifically over the last 6 months. Again, I'm Dan Miller in the Water Regulations Unit at the DNR. And one of the topics I get to work on is the White Bear Lake court case. So DNR was sued in 2012 from the White Bear Lake Restoration Association and the Homeowners Association of White Bear Lake, and alleging the DNR allowed and authorized excessive pumping of groundwater that impacted water levels of the lake. We settled in 2014 with a number of other public water suppliers in the area and implemented a number of activities to conserve water, improve efficiencies in water use, and other stipulations. A key piece to that was funding from the legislature in 2016 that didn't come through, and that was to help those communities move from a groundwater source to a surface water source. Subsequent to that, the trial a little over a year ago in early 2017. And then the court issued the order on August 30th of 2017, and we've been working forward since then. The district court order then directed the DNR to, within this 5-mile boundary of White Bear Lake, to evaluate existing permits cumulatively and individually, looking at those authorized permitted volumes and analyzing those volumes within this 5-mile boundary. That impacts 44 existing permits, groundwater use permits in that radius from White Bear Lake. And then an important stipulation there is that the DNR can't issue any new groundwater use permits or increase any existing permits. And so we continue to work through this. The 44 permits contain, it's 12 of them for public water supply in that area, 10 of them for golf course irrigation, 6 are landscape athletic field irrigation, then a smattering of other type of uses. We're appealing the decision from the court, again, primarily that it's a broad brush approach to trying to deal with the issue there in White Bear Lake that I'm sure many of you are familiar with. One caveat that was changed, supported by the plaintiffs just recently in early March, was that to allow the construction dewatering to occur in that 5-mile radius. So the court issued an amendment to the order that now allows us to issue that temporary water use permit, which primarily is for construction dewatering in the area. So some of the specific stipulations I'm going to get to in a little bit. We made changes in January 2018, January 17th of 2018 here, and then we made additional changes to these groundwater permits March 1st of 2018. Here's the stipulations in the court order that we had to then take, the DNR again directed by the court, to apply those to the permits, the groundwater use permits in this radius of White Bear, and that's the residential irrigation ban. So when the lake level drops below 923.5 until it reaches 924, those communities that serve residential irrigation water need to implement a residential irrigation ban. I just checked this afternoon over lunch break. The lake's currently at 923.32. So we're certainly below that. When we made those permit changes, we still are now. Another stipulation there that we added to permits was a per capita water use plan. So that directs the permittees then to reduce residential per capita water use to 75 gallons per capita per day, and then for the total to reduce to 90. Other stipulations there, a source water shift, so that's for the public water suppliers to develop a plan and submit to the DNR a plan to move from groundwater to surface water. And then the final one there, reporting on their collaborative efforts to develop those per capita water use plans. That'll be due in 2019. A colleague here, Glenn Champion, is the one working on our transient groundwater model. I know there's a lot of background in the development of that model I'm sure many of you are familiar with. SS Papadopoulos worked on the transient groundwater model for us, and there's continuing to be additional work that Glenn's working on and will continue to do so. A couple notes to mention. As we mentioned in November at our groundwater management area meeting, the residential irrigation ban, just kind of collectively recognizing that piece of use in that area of White Bear Lake, the residential irrigation really having a negligible impact on water levels is what that model is telling us. And then some permitted use certainly is what we're understanding in the area, particularly from our public water suppliers, having a greater influence on lake water levels. And like I mentioned, we're continuing to refine, and Glenn's working on that. So just what happened most recently and moving forward, we were granted a temporary stay of the order on March 8th after we made those permit changes. Subsequently, though, that was lifted, and our official stay on the order was lifted by the court, and that was denied, essentially, that request. And then our permit changes were contested by our permittees, and that's 20 of those 44 groundwater permits that were changed have requested a contested case hearing. And that means that those permit changes are in abeyance, or essentially they're on hold until it gets in front of an administrative law judge and that decision's made. So we're in line to get in front of an administrative law judge, not sure on the timing of that, as well not sure on the timing of when an appeal would be heard. So certainly the other permits are moving forward with the changes we made, and we'll have to according to the court order because it is currently in effect. That's what I have. That's brief. There's a lot of nuances I'm sure you're all familiar with. Thank you.